the postponement of the fall Big Ten football season has crushed the budgets of every conference school's athletic department. Coaches and staffs have taken pay cuts and furloughs, and now entire teams have been kicked to the curb. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find out more about the show, the ministry, and give anytime online at WWIB.com. The Iowa Hawkeyes a few days ago cut four sports programs: men's gymnastics, men's and women's swimming, and men's tennis. That same tennis program was ranked 20th in the country when the season abruptly ended in March because of COVID. Hawks redshirt senior Jason Kirst from that tennis team, he's out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, is back with me to visit about this painful experience, painful outcome of the budget cut. So officially, I guess, Jason, you guys can play next spring if there is a spring season, get the year of eligibility in 2021. But after that, Hawks tennis is over. You got to feel really bad for some of your teammates, those underclassmen, those freshmen and sophomores, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that I've really tried to be conscious of is how hard this is for the underclassmen. I've said to other guys on our team, said to different friends on different sports, if this had happened when I was a freshman or a sophomore, I couldn't tell you what I'd do. Obviously, I'd want to continue on the sport of tennis, but all of the people on our team had a number of options in front of us, and we chose the University of Iowa because that was the perfect fit for us. So it's even tougher for the underclassmen. So we'll have to see what they're going to do, but I'm trying to encourage them as much as I can.
Yeah. Well, your career goal is to someday be a college athletic director. You got to feel a little bit for what Gary Barta, your AD down there at Iowa City, is going through, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's the dream, is one day to be a Division I athletic director. And I can only say a ton of prayers for the people that are in that seat right now. You know, I've had conversations in the past few years with Gary Barta about some of the difficulties and challenges that come up in that sort of role, but I don't think that either of us could have foreseen anything this significant. But I know I'm learning a lot from the outside. I'm not in a decision-making role right now, but I'm definitely getting a lot of knowledge on the receiving side of this.
Yeah. Jason Kirst from that Iowa Hawkeyes men's tennis program's being dropped, talking about it today. And the news, you know, that you got, the program is being discontinued, has got to be disheartening, devastating for you guys. But I think, Jason, would it be safe to say that your time at Iowa City with the Hawkeyes has been life-changing? And what happened was that some buddies of yours invited you to a Christian sports group one night to check it out, Athletes in Action. Fill in the blanks there. What happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So growing up, I was one of the C&E Christians, where I basically call myself a Christian if people asked and didn't really know what that meant. Some Christmases and Easters, I would go to church with my family, but no real knowledge and definitely no relationship with Christ. And so my first 2 years was kind of living for me. My tennis career wasn't going how I wanted it to. I was in and out of a lineup at Iowa, made some poor decisions in my personal life off the court, and really just needed a change. So fortunately, I had a number of friends on other sports teams at Iowa that were strong believers of the tradition. So a couple on the field hockey team invited me to go to church for the first time. So I began going to Veritas Church in Iowa City and fell in love with that. I still didn't really fully understand what it meant to have a relationship with Christ, but then I had a couple friends, swimmers and divers and on track and field, that were going to Athletes in Action. And so it was right on campus, right in our athletic facilities. So I went to my first meeting at the end of my sophomore year, and I had two student-athletes speaking that night. And so got plugged in more and more, started my junior year, and prayed to receive Christ after Nathan Burak, who's now the VA staff at Iowa, shared the gospel with me early junior year, and It's been an amazing transition since then. I was baptized later that fall in November of 2018, and then joined the Athletes in Action leadership team, and my senior year was helping run the multi-sport men's Bible study. And so here I am as the fifth year. We're still going. We have our second meeting of the year, not virtual tonight, but I'm just really, really grateful for how God's worked in my life and used Athletes in Action. And, you know, he's the most difficult parts of my college career in my life to draw me into him.
Superb. Could you, Jason, have imagined when you came from Ann Arbor to play tennis in Iowa as a freshman, could you have imagined how your life would be different exiting the Iowa Hawkeyes?
No, not at all. I mean, that's without question. There's no way I could have known. You know, I came to Iowa thinking, all right, I'm going to do everything I can to get good grades and be a successful tennis player, and then I want to leave out of here with a nice transcript and try to be playing professionally when I finish college. And, you know, I'm happy with how my tennis career has been. I've done well academically, but it was so much more than that. I mean, the most important thing by far that's happened in my college career and really in my life was the Christ. And there's no way I could have known that was going to happen. I didn't even know what that meant or what I needed before I came to college.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks to Jim and Nathan and the team at Athletes in Action. And thanks to our guest today, Jason Kirst, the redshirt senior tennis player with the Iowa Hawkeyes. His program is being discontinued. We'll see if he's going to have a spring 2021 season. Jason, thanks for being on the show again. Appreciate you coming back very, very much. God bless you.
Awesome. Thanks so much. God bless you too, Greg. Appreciate it.